The U.S. government is deporting thousands of people back to Mexico without their belongings. According to a report released today, that includes money and even identification cards. And it's creating even more hardship for Mexican migrants when they return home. Reporter Ted Robbins has the story.
20-year-old Derek Lucas Reyes went from being undocumented in the U.S. to undocumented in his native Mexico. He sits at a table after breakfast in a shelter filled with people recently deported to Nogales, Sonora. At his feet, a paper shopping bag the Department of Homeland Security gave him for his belongings. Inside the bag,
mi deportación.
Your deportation paperwork.
Lo que me regalaron acá.
What they gave me there.
A toothbrush, toothpaste, and some other necessities he got from Mexican aid workers. That's it. Lucas Reyes just finished serving a 30-day federal sentence for illegal crossing. When he was caught by the Border Patrol in the Arizona desert, he says he had a backpack of essentials.
Tengo identificación ahí.
I had an ID, money, and a cell phone that I didn't get back, he says. In that phone were phone numbers for my family who could have given me shelter. Now I have nothing, no money, and no way to contact people I know. A report released today by the humanitarian group No More Death says it's not an unusual situation.
It's every day. It's every day.
David Hill co-authored the report, which is based on more than 1,400 cases out of Arizona. It echoes similar findings by University of Arizona researchers border-wide. Roughly one-third of people deported to Mexico were missing something. Here's how it seems to happen. When someone is arrested, they go from Border Patrol custody to U.S. Marshals to local jails or to ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Their property stays behind.
It doesn't get transferred to where it needs to be for the person to receive it upon deportation, and it gets destroyed after 30 days, declared abandoned and destroyed.
Under the U.S. Constitution, property should be held only if it's evidence in a crime or if it was actually used to commit a crime, neither of which seems to be the case here. The Department of Homeland Security oversees both ICE and Customs and Border Protection. A spokesperson wrote in an email that DHS has standards to ensure detainees' property is safeguarded and returned when they're released or deported. Quote, any allegation of missing property will be thoroughly investigated, end quote. Among the most problematic charges are missing IDs and missing money. David Hill says when people do get their money back, it's often in a form which is utterly useless in Mexico.
We're talking about checks that are drawn on U.S. banks and cannot be deposited in Mexican banks, whether you have an account or not, whether you have an ID or not.
Derek Lucas Reyes has no money or ID, so he's worried about traveling 2,000 miles home. Lucas Reyes is from the southern Mexican state of Quintana Roo, next to Central America.
Legal acá, por parte de México.
Mexican authorities could think I'm illegally in the country, he says. I could be kidnapped because people might assume I'm not from Mexico.
Muchas cosas pasan.
Among other recommendations, the No More Deaths report calls for DHS to work harder to keep people and their property together and to return money in cash. For NPR News, I'm Ted Robbins.